WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 20 degrees. Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. A monthly economic index for 9 Midwest and Plain states rose above a growth neutral level last month, pointing to slow growth for the region over the next 3 to 6 months. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss in Omaha, Nebraska, oversees the survey. He notes that the region's manufacturing sector moved sideways to slightly down over January. Officials are warning people to stay off the ice at a reservoir on the Des Moines River because it is unstable and potentially dangerous. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says some ice on Sailorville Lake may look solid because recent cold weather may have refrozen a thin layer, but there have been large areas of open water. A federal public defender in Cedar Rapids has been nominated to fill a vacancy on the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jane Kelly has been an assistant federal public defender in the U.S. Northern District of Iowa since 1994. Authorities are investigating the cause of a train derailment in northwest Iowa. The Sioux City Journal reports 25 rail cars came off the tracks Thursday night outside Ritter in O'Brien County. The cars remained upright and most were empty. No injuries were reported. The Union Pacific Railroad train had departed from Sioux City and was headed for Minnesota. A company spokesman says it's possible a broken rail caused the derailment. The University of Iowa and two Des Moines area healthcare groups are forming a new organization to improve and coordinate care for patients with liver disease. The university said Friday the Iowa Liver Center will be a partnership between its organ transplant center, the Iowa Digestive Disease Center in Clive, and Mercy Medical Center Des Moines and its affiliates. The center will offer diagnostic, treatment, and support services for people with diseases of the liver in central and western Iowa. University officials say it will bring together leading digestive disease physicians, transplant surgeons, and others to manage care with a goal of improving quality and efficiency. The partnership allows the groups to share clinical data. UI professor Alan Reed says the center should provide a better experience for patients. A Des Moines lawmaker plans to introduce legislation that would reduce penalties for HIV-positive people who have sex without disclosing their health condition. Des Moines Democratic Senator Matt McCoy says he wants to change the law to reduce penalties and focus on people who purposefully infect others with the virus. Currently, HIV-positive people who have sex without disclosing their condition face up to 25 years in prison if convicted, regardless of whether someone is infected. McCoy wants to change the law so someone convicted of intentional or attempted transmission of the virus could be sentenced to a maximum of 5 years in prison and up to a $7,500 fine. McCoy, who is openly gay, says he's especially sensitive to this issue and wants to stop HIV-positive people from feeling stigmatized. State officials say a proposed diversity policy for Iowa City schools would be illegal. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports the State Department of Education sent a letter this week to Superintendent Steve Murley, saying the policy would not be in compliance with the law. The policy would set benchmarks to curb disparities between schools' portions of impoverished or near-poverty students. A Department of Education spokeswoman says the district's proposal to use free and reduced-priced lunch data as a metric violated federal law. The proposal has passed 2 of 3 readings needed to become policy. The newspaper reports a final vote is scheduled for Tuesday. A governance committee that drafted the policy is scheduled to meet Monday. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Corning man on Friday. 59-year-old Joseph Johnson was charged with harassment for continuous phone calls and threatening his landlord over a dispute about monthly rent payments. Johnson's bond has been set at $1,000. Officials with the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary said Friday they will award 2 $1,000 scholarships to students entering into or continuing education into the healthcare field. Application forms have been sent to area high school guidance counselors. Forms are also available from the Human Resources Office at Cass County Memorial Hospital. The application must be returned to Cass County Memorial Hospital by March 31st. Applications can be dropped off or mailed to Cass County Memorial Hospital, Attention Human Resources, 1501 East 10th Street, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. Firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie responded to a reported mobile home fire Friday afternoon in Marnie. The call about the fire at 413 Main Street came in at 4:36 p.m. Friday. The trailer was said to be unoccupied prior to the firefighters' arrival. Heavy smoke was showing from the structure when the first units arrived on scene. The residence was being used by two adult females and their dog. The Red Cross was being notified to try and find suitable housing. No other details are currently available. Iowa has been awarded $1.1 million as part of a national settlement involving improper foreclosure conduct by a mortgage processing company. Attorney General Tom Miller announced Thursday that Iowa is one of dozens of states that will receive some of the $121 million settlement from Lender Processing Services and its subsidiaries. Miller filed a consumer fraud petition in Polk County District Court alleging improper conduct. The states argued that the Florida company robo-signed foreclosure documents. The practice describes banks that automatically sign off on foreclosures without properly reviewing documents. The company will be required to reform its business practices under the settlement. And red pandas at a central Iowa zoo have predicted the Baltimore Ravens will win the Super Bowl this year. Three red pandas at the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines dipped their paws Friday into two different buckets of treats aimed at determining the winner between the Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. The first two pandas selected buckets supporting different teams, but the third broke the tie. The annual animal prediction has correctly chosen the Super Bowl winner for the past four games. Zoo spokesman Ryan Bickle says the animals have not been as successful predicting the winner of games between Iowa State University and the University of Iowa. In funeral announcements this morning, Vernon D. Woolenhouse, 92, of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday, January 29th, at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Vernon D. Woolenhouse will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Donald Lurson, 77, of Manning, died Tuesday, January 29th, at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Don Lurson will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Richard Shear, 58, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday, January 27th, at his home in Coon Rapids. Services for Richard Shear will be held 11 a.m. today at Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. The Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is in charge of arrangements. Robert Mark Grove, 65, of Shelby, died Tuesday, January 29th, at his home in Shelby. A celebration of life service for Robert Mark Grove will be held at 2 p.m. today at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Nadine P. Grainer, 89, of Ames and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday, January 31st, in Ames. Services for Nadine P. Grainer will be held 11 a.m. Monday, February 4th, at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Elva Arlene Colvin, 97, of Oakland, died Friday, February 1st, at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home in Oakland. Graveside services for Elva Colvin will be held 2 p.m. Monday, February 4th, in the Oaklawn Cemetery at Oakland. Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Billy Carl Marples, 62, of Elkhorn, died Thursday, January 31st, at the Salem Nursing Home in Elkhorn. Services for Billy Carl Marples will be held on Tuesday, February 5th at 11 a.m. in the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Beulah Crocker, 92, of Manila and formerly of Cherokee, died Thursday, January 31st at the Manila Manor Nursing Home. Services for Beulah Crocker will be held at a later date. Odie Funeral Home in Manila is handling the arrangements. James Arthur Redman, 83, formerly of Walnut, died Thursday, January 31st, at St. Luke's Hospital in Sioux City. Services for James Redman will be held at a later date. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of arrangements. Greg Edwards, 58, of Adair, died Friday, February 1st, at his home. Services for Greg Edwards are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Adair. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News.